League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you listen to season one, you have heard us talk about this snack before because we've shared it as a swipe up and we've talked about it a lot on stories, and that is Safe and Fair. And they provide plant-based snacks with clean ingredients that are
so good,
delicious. Mm.
And we know y'all have seen the birthday cake.
Oh,
because that's everybody, yes. I think's favorite.
Everybody loves the birthday cake. I'm not gonna lie, birthday cake is banging.
It's so good.
But they have granolas, they have drizzled popcorn, seasoned popcorns,
the chips.
Yes, mm-hmm. The quinoa chips are so good. Delicious. Brownie mixes.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about the brownie mixes. I have some downstairs, the birthday cake one.
Yes, the birthday cake blondie. I just made a bag of those.
I need to make those. Mm, good.
Delicious. Remembering. But they do seasonal flavors too that are so good. So they just didn't they do like a breakfast collection?
They have the full stack pancakes.
Oh, you mean? Yeah,
like it's something like a else breakfast. With it?
So they have the pancakes, and then isn't there like a coffee one?
Latte, vanilla latte.
Yes.
We need to do a full taste test on stories, like maybe on a live, do all of them. I know the Bibs do it too, but.
No, for sure. You know. It's a small company. They're family owned. Everything is, you know, it's like a good snack, but healthy
right.
for you.
Right.
And you can use code swiping up to save 10%. Go to safeandfair.com. Use code swiping up.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice, cause I make you think I'm not. You're saying on me, but you don't, but you don't, but you don't. Make it look easy. What a joke, what a joke. Looks can be deceiving, could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect.
Fix my guy. Hey guys! Oh man, sorry, we're coming at you a little bit late. We had to record. Just Spencer just shoved me right on Dale. We needed a little extra time to recoup from our weekend.
Yeah.
A little birthday celebration for our girl, MB.
It was so much fun. She did a holiday themed party, which I had never heard of.
Yeah.
But she saw it on a TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It was hysterical.
It was fun.
I loved everybody's costumes.
There were so many holidays too. It was kind of hard to pick, but I was Cinco de Mayo.
I was President's Day and I dressed up like Monica, like Monica Lewinsky. I wonder if I'll be able to salvage that shirt.
No.
You can't get Elmer's glue out of clothes.
You probably can.
If anybody has any tips. So I mixed Elmer's glue with baby powder to make a big.
Oh my gosh. Did you really? Spot. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Baby powder.
Oh. Because the glue drives perfectly clear. So I was like, okay, well, it needs a little bit of pigment. So I did like a little bit of baby powder.
Well, it looked very real. It was very believable with your beret.
It was so good. It was so much fun. But
it was a lot of fun.
Definitely needed.
I'm tired. Yeah. I'm not used to staying up till 2 a.m. And then I woke up at like 6:15 maybe. Or maybe we went to bed at 2:30.
I'm trying to think. I think
it was late. Either way, I'm not used to staying up past 11:30, so there's that.
11:30, that would be late for you.
That's
too,
late for
I
me.
Like.
It is. That's late night. I mean, I'm a grandma.
You're running on toddler mom time.
I know. And that's right. I like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
You need an early bedtime. It's fine.
You know. But yeah, happy birthday to our girl. She had a good day. It looked like I watched her stories.
Yeah, I messaged her. I said, watch trash TV and eat snacks.
Yep.
You know what? That's what everybody deserves on their birthday.
Yep.
A day of nothing.
Yeah, because that is
just
so valuable.
Do whatever the fuck you want. Relax.
Time is so, like, when you're on the go so much, it's so nice to have the exact opposite on days like that.
Yeah. You know? I think, like, God, I wish I could hang like I used to.
Yeah, no. No,
like I used to be able to have a night of drinking.
Like rally and just go.
Oh, yeah. And I would wake up. Well, we were talking about this in the car on the way home. Like we would go out. You'd have thirsty Thursdays and you'd go out and then you would Friday morning. It was fine. You'd rally. You'd go to work, do whatever you needed to do because it was the last day of the week.
Yep.
And Friday night you go out and Saturday you sleep in, you eat something greasy and then you go out Saturday night. And then Sunday is, you know, your happy hour brunch, mimosas.
And then you do it all over again, which is, I'm tired thinking about that.
Literally exhausted thinking about it. I was telling Wendy there used to be this place back home and it was this little like dive bar that nobody ever went to.
Yeah.
Except for Sundays because they did. It was like $20 and it was a mimosa unlimited Bloody Mary bar and then an unlimited taco bar. So you would just go up and like order what you wanted in your tacos, order what you wanted in your Bloody Marys. People would spend all day there.
That is so cool though. We need something like that. I'm more of a mimosa kind of girl, but that would be such a great idea.
Yeah. But it was like the spot. They did it for 4 hours.
Let's just make like, a swiping up one. Let's okay. just really build this empire.
Love it. I'm down.
I mean, why not?
There's got to be spaces.
The sky's the limit, baby. Well, you know.
But yeah, no, great. Now great weekend.
Yes. I'm dragging a little.
Back to the grind.
Back to the grind, y'all. We're going to just, you know, get back to it and give y'all what you really want. The bib news and tea and stories. So a new bib, Brittany Garcia, she's Kingdom of Sequins. Have you ever seen her?
Yes, I have. And she is so
love
funny.
Her.
And I don't know why, but I always forget.
I just discovered her. She showed up on my page, like on my suggestions. And so I started looking. She is so funny. Today I was watching her stories and she was thinking she was doing a boomerang and she was on a video. This is actually a video.
I love
No, I love her. I was like, where has she been?
She has good reels too. I like her reels.
Yeah, I just recently discovered her and I just like her page because it's a mix of everything. She's a boy mom. She's, you know, part influencer. She's a wife. She's from Texas. There's so many bibs out of Texas.
So many.
It is so crazy. The bib capital of the world.
Maybe it's because, well, my first thought is like, I'm thinking there's no income tax there.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's no income tax in Texas.
That's how Florida is too. Or no state tax. Is that the same thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, federal is federal, right?
I have no idea.
Listen, I'm not an accountant. I don't know.
No.
I just know that you don't have to pay as much income tax or any income tax.
Okay.
Or maybe it's sales tax.
Whatever. They don't have to pay some taxes. Whatever.
Brainiac.
Well, either way, like I said, she showed up on my feed recently and she's a really great follow. So y'all need to follow her. She's super cute. She's funny. It's literally everything on her page. And that's the kind of people I love following.
Yeah. She doesn't take herself too seriously, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you if you saw this photo. It reminded me of the time that, Whitney Rice's husband dressed up as a bib.
Oh my gosh. We need to make a collage of the girls' husbands doing this.
Yes, for sure. It's so funny.
If y'all have seen any bibs husbands dressed up, y'all need to send them to us.
But like, I love that. I love a couple that
it's
can
a sense of humor
fun at one another and it's all, you know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just got a really good idea. If y'all know of anyone that doesn't have a sense of humor, we're going to put a swipe up on our stories and have them swipe. We'll do that.
That'll go over well.
Yeah, that should be really good.
Okay, have you heard of something witty?
No.
Her name is Whitney. She's out of Chicago, and she recently, I feel like she's kind of gone viral.
Okay.
Because she got Botox. And she ended up having a horrible reaction to the Botox. I don't know. I don't think it was a allergic reaction type of thing. I think it might have hit a nerve. I mean, there's so many nerve endings in your face.
Right.
But she ended up, I don't want to say it was like paralysis because it's not, it's temporary. It should go away.
Uh-huh.
So eventually her face will go called, back to normal.
Is it called Bell's palsy?
It looks like Bell's palsy, but I don't know if that's what it actually, I don't think that's what it actually is. Cause I think Bell's palsy is neurological.
I think Mike's grandpa had it. It just randomly did it one day, but it goes away.
Yes. A friend of ours had it too, but I'm not sure what it was. But anyways, so one of her eyes is actually squinty and like, it's totally lopsided. I feel terrible for her because it's so bad. But a lot of people probably have no idea that something like that can happen to them.
Well, when you're signing your paperwork, I get so nervous because I'm like reading all this stuff, like anything you get done.
I know, like, but you know, people sign shit like that and they don't think anything of it. We had to, you know, you don't think that anything like that's actually going to happen. It's just liability.
Yes. And it's a small percentage, you know, like anything that you're doing. I mean, any procedure medically or cosmetically could go wrong.
I think it's called eyelid ptosis, P-T-O-S-I-S.
What? So how long ago did this happen?
Let me see when it happened.
I don't know why I've never seen her across my Insta, because she follows a lot of the same people that I do, like, you know, and vice versa.
It looks like it started a couple weeks ago.
Oh, dang. So it like just happened recently. Like
it's recent. Yeah.
Oh, because we're a recent like happenings podcast. So it probably happened. This happened 2 years ago. I just wanted to bring it up.
But some of the however you say it, eyelid ptosis or ptosis. So it's due to Botox being injected into the wrong spot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so she actually just made a reel with ways that she's been told to like
help it
speed up. So like hot compresses, steaming, mm-hmm. acupuncture. She also, I guess, one of the things that was suggested to her was to get additional, like a couple extra units of Botox, like in a different spot.
Can you imagine having to trust that?
I would be terrified.
I would have PTSD from that.
Yeah.
Like that's not something you could just be like, yeah, let me give it another shot.
But like,
no pun.
No pun. But good for her for being willing to come on. And like, I'm sure that's so nerve wracking. And like, I would be so insecure, as I'm sure she is. You know, just because,
well, especially if that's not your norm and all of a sudden you're affected by something. It's like, what the heck?
So she has she also has a highlight on her page, and it shows you a play by play through the days of the progression of the eye drooping. And it's crazy how fast it happened.
So crazy. Like, did she freak the heck out when it first, like when she got it done? It didn't happen instantly, right?
No, it's not instant. So as the days went on,
my gosh,
that eye slowly started drooping more and more and the other eye got wider. So her one eye looks bigger than it normally is. And then the other eye is smaller and droopy. Like, that is terrifying.
That is terrifying. Wow. Okay.
But like, I just love that she's been so forthcoming about it.
Because, I mean, hey, who knew? You know what I mean? I didn't know that you could have something like that happen.
No.
Never crossed my mind.
Makes you rethink where you're getting your shit done.
Where was she getting it done? Right here? Around her eye?
I'm not sure. Man. I would guess, you know, she had to have it like crow's lines.
Crow's feet,
whatever.
Yeah.
Clearly, I don't get Botox there. I don't even know what they're called.
Crow's feet. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, dang. Hopefully that gets better for her soon. But yes, that's awesome that she's sharing, speaking out about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a place for everything on the internet.
Do you know what I mean?
There sure is. So there was a capri dress from the Pink Lily and Caitlin Covington collab they did. And it was on Hoda and Jenna.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's a big
like,
deal.
What? Yeah, that's a really cool deal. It was like for their Easter fashion series. So it's so crazy because at one point, Caitlin was just a normal girl. Same thing with, I think about Jen Reed, like they have really exploded as far as their platforms. There's not a lot of bibs that have been on GMA or done a Abercrombie collab or Steve Madden. Like they've done huge things. They're like best case scenario when it comes to like this type of thing.
Yeah. I think it's especially cool for the people that have been following them for a really long time. Like, so for me, like, I don't know, like I haven't been, I don't feel as connected to
Caitlin,
mm-hmm. as I do maybe somebody else. So yeah. like the first example that I can think of is like Heather McMahon. I've talked yeah. about her before.
Yeah.
I've been following Heather since she had like a few thousand followers. Right. I've yeah. been following her forever. Now
she has like 600,000 or something.
Yes. Yeah. She, when she was on, she hosted with, Jenna. She hosted with Jenna on the show a couple times.
Yeah.
I died. I was so, it was like watching my friend be on the show. And then, a couple weeks ago, she was on Watch What Happens Live as a guest.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it was like, I literally was excited like I was watching my friend. So mm-hmm. for the girls that have been following Caitlin forever and feel that connection yeah. with her, like what a cool thing to see it her is. Be
and
able
she's
to do
a
this.
North Carolina girl. Like it's even cooler to see that, you know, just I don't want to say local because like obviously she's a couple hours away, but local to us girls that they it's like, again, maximum exposure. Like it's best case scenario. They've had such a great road in influencing. I mean, they've like leveled up, if you will, each yeah. time, you know, which is really crazy because that typically doesn't happen most of the time. Thank you for doing a courtesy blow when you burped.
You're so welcome.
When we were driving in the car to driving in the car, really?
We were driving.
When we were driving to MB's, Spencer kept burping and I had to roll my window down because burpy air just like freaks me out.
I could not help it. I don't know what was going on with me.
You had some indigestion.
Maybe it was that Chick-fil-A salad. Don't do it to me, salad.
She done got a Chick-fil-A salad. Salad. I am cut off. What is wrong with me?
It's okay. You're tired.
I'm so tired. She got a Chick-fil-A salad and I was like, you're going to eat that in the car? She's like, yeah. I'm like, dang, I'm way
driving.
Too messy. Yeah, I know, but it would just be, I don't know, a lot.
Literally the market, more skilled than I am. The market salad from
it looked
Chick-fil-A
amazing.
Is the I'm obsessed with it. I mm-hmm. never order anything else yeah. from Chick-fil-A.
I see a lot of people say how great it is. It's just, I don't like feta or blue cheese, whatever they put in it.
I'm telling you, like you can't order it through the app, but you got to just like try it in person okay. without the blue cheese. The granola.
I will like it.
The slivered almonds, the apple cider vinaigrette.
That sounds good. I'm a vinaigrette kind of girl.
God, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Now that I'm hungry, let's continue.
Let's keep going. I am curious. I know I talk shit about the Pink Lily, Caitlin Covington yeah. collection, and I stand by what I said because I still think it's a weird mashup. I don't know. I just think it's like a weird brand for Caitlin to partner with. But
really,
you know, I'm
it's very frilly
it's
and
frou-frou.
I just got an order of Pink Lily stuff today to take with me to Florida.
I picture her teaming up with like Love Shack Fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than Pink Lily.
Okay.
But I'm glad to see it's doing.
Yeah. It's doing very well.
I love to be proved wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, Caitlin Saylor, speaking of local girls, mm-hmm. so she is Raleigh girl. We've talked about her before.
She was the one with the that somebody was following her or something, or the robbery.
No, she went on a walk and then found out that there was an escaped prisoner.
Yes, I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
This is how rumors get started, folks.
The burglary or the murder.
Yeah.
She took like a hiatus from Instagram, which I love when someone can just step away without making a fucking production yeah. of it. And they truly step away. They mm-hmm. don't show back up 48 hours later. Like,
right.
I'm feeling rested and revived.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. So I love that journey for her.
I love that for you.
And so she came back. She did like a recap of everything that they had been up to. It was really cute the way she did her stories.
Yeah.
She had like a little play by play of photos that she took like yeah. during their time away and the date. And
they
what
Airbnb'd
they did.
Their house, which also their house is so freaking cute. Did you see it?
Well, no, the hiatus. So the hiatus, they didn't Airbnb their house.
They Airbnb'd their house here, right?
No, that's what they're about to do.
This is how rumors get started, folks. This is the remix version.
It's okay.
Sorry, but her house is so cute.
Her house is really cute. So
I mean, I'm trying to stay there. That can be our recording studio for a month.
Oh, perfect. Too bad she already has it booked, I think.
The sky's the limit.
Yes. But so apparently her husband wants to or has clients in New York and they don't have kids. They're kind of like say love
yeah.
Her boss is letting her take a month away from the office
mm-hmm.
and they're going and living in New York for a month.
Sorry, I thought that's what we were talking about.
Oh no,
that's why
okay.
I said oh my god. So the hiatus was not connected to the
no the hiatus,
the hiatus was connected to the elbow bone. Gosh. Wow, sorry.
No, she took the hiatus from Instagram, but now I cannot with you. Some
got
point.
It. Stop I was pointing to my elbow and then that. Okay, got it. No, I think that's awesome. That's going to be fun.
It's and
what,
so fun.
What cooler way of like seeing a new place than committing long term than for a month? I would love to do that. There yes. are many places I'd love to live for 1 month.
Me too.
Chicago, so, for example, because why anybody would live there on purpose in the winter is beyond me.
Oh, no. I love Chicago. Don't get me wrong. I grew up outside of Chicago. The winter there is truly horrible. But yeah, so they got an apartment or an Airbnb for a month outside of Central Park. And they're locking, she showed like them locking all their stuff up in a closet upstairs.
Yeah.
And they're Airbnb their house. Airbnb.
Airbnb, it's not Airbnb. Aaron Bing Bling.
This is the remix.
Yeah.
But yeah, so very cool. That I'm excited to see her content. I love when people get to like explore New York.
Yeah.
There's a TikTok that I follow.
Well, you're like, you have that attachment to New York. So it's going to be really cool for you to like see it. And you should give her recommendations.
I should. Oh, yeah.
Caitlin, she's going to slide into your DMs.
Drooling about
pizza.
Pizza places. And there's an Italian maybe she could
bring
place.
Us a pizza back.
Yeah. Oh, from artichokes. Please.
Bring us one, girl. Freeze it. You can do that.
You wouldn't like the artichoke pizza. Probably. Why? Because they use like an olive oil, like cream sauce with the artichokes on it.
Done.
I know, but God, if
you lost
like,
me at the cream sauce.
If you can eat cream stuff, cream-based things, artichoke pizza, chef's kiss. But that's so good. Sounds anyways, I'm excited to see her content. I think that's so cool. And I'm a little jealous. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So I would love to be able to do that.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. So Rich in Love.
Who I love, by the way. I really enjoy her content.
So she is new to me, I think. I think I was already following her, but I actually don't remember following her. So
She's
essentially new to me.
Okay.
But she tagged us in a story.
Yeah.
And she had posted a photo to her feed and it's her on the bed. She's like kneeling on the bed holding her two kids and there's a stuffed bunny on the bed and it looks like the bunny's face is jammed up her cooter.
Yes.
Literally dying. It's so freaking funny to me. But so she had sent the photo. That's not the photo she ended up posting. She posted one that was less risque.
Right. It was PG for the bunny.
But she put on her stories, her sending the photo to like a group chat with other friends. And they were like, oh, my God, you're going to end up on swiping up with that. Mm-hmm. And here you are, because that shit was fucking hilarious.
You have Easter. You have the Easter bunny and the eater bunny. And there you go. She had the eater bunny. No, but I really like her. You need to follow her more closely.
I will.
Put some notifications on. Save some posts so she pops up on your thing.
Yeah, I definitely will. Because she's cute. And I think that I will enjoy her sense of humor.
Yeah, you will.
But like, what is it with all this bunny drama?
I don't. Oh, the Bird Alamo thing, y'all. That like, we can't tell you how many messages on Saturday that we got, which Saturday was not a good day for us to get any type of message. No,
literally not.
But people were sending us her stories. I guess she was listening to the podcast, or she was listening to the podcast, and she was sitting there with a Diet Coke crying. And you know, I get it. Like, I understand why people felt bad for her, because if you don't follow her closely and you're just seeing that one thing, yeah, it would look really terrible. But like, at the same time,
we do follow her and we said what we said and I still felt bad. I never want to see somebody cry.
No, but it's also like over and over that she's doing stuff like this. Like, I had someone message me in my personal account and she was really sweet. She was like, I watched her stories and I felt really bad. And I know y'all would never intentionally mean to hurt anyone's feelings. And I told her, I said, you know, we have been watching her for a long time. And honestly, if you were that upset about it, you would have messaged us privately. You wouldn't get on stories with a Diet Coke and your nails, your fresh done nails, like sobbing and letting the tear, you know, that is like for show. Get off of Instagram and address it to us and do it privately if it really was that big of a deal.
But everything she does is for show. That's, you know, she's very deliberate in the way that she antagonizes her following.
Mm-hmm.
And even us. I mean, before she went on stories listening to the episode, She knew damn good and well what we were talking about because she
commented on it.
She commented on the post and said, give the bunny its privacy. She knew what it was about. My guess is she had probably already listened and so then chose to listen again later and put on this show for sympathy. Whatever.
Whatever.
Bunny drama.
It's all about the bunnies right now. It's Easter.
Anyways, bye. I'm done.
I guess our episode cover needs to be a bunny then.
Probably. We've had now.
Done and done. That takes that guesswork out of this when we end.
Maybe Rich and Love can give you advice on how to smother the next
bunny. Hi, how can I talk or take a
photo? Just sit on your bunny's face. Don't do that. I'm not advocating that.
It was a stuffed animal, to be clear, for yes, Rich
and Love. For Rich and Love. It was not a real bunny. So Shannon Ford has gotten into some hot water. Well, she's been in hot water through the whole panorama because she has just been traveling nonstop and like real traveling, like going all over the place.
Yeah.
So whatever. I mean, do your thing, girl, but you're going to get attention for it.
Right.
So good and bad. Well, apparently she was in Arizona and her flight got canceled last minute and there were no hotels and she took to her stories pissed off that she was stuck.
Yeah.
And there were no hotels. I guess
like she had listed out however many she called and stuff.
Yeah.
Within whatever mile radius.
I guess there was a bunch of stuff happening there at the same time. Well, it's like spring break. So people are there now that the vaccine's starting to roll out. People are traveling.
And it's probably not 100% capacity either, huh? Hotels and stuff.
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't know why. I guess it wouldn't. I don't know either now that I'm saying that out loud. It seemed like a really good idea. I'm just going to go with it. It was not at 100%.
You're definitely right. You're definitely right. But I guess there's some other like big things that were going on in the area that would have caused the hotels to be all booked up.
Right.
She ended up paying like $350 to stay at a Motel 6 somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
And you know that bitch is too bougie to be staying at a Motel 6 and be happy
She
with
was
it.
Probably hot.
Oh yeah.
You know.
So,
I mean, yeah. I think we're going to see more and more people traveling and we're probably going to see more and more things like that happen, but
people are definitely going to start traveling more.
And yeah.
But it's okay. There's a responsible way to travel and a not responsible way to travel. But the whole point of us, you know, rolling out this vaccine is so life can start getting back to normal.
Right.
But I think it's just the fact that it's her specifically.
Yeah, because she's been doing it. She's literally been traveling. So we need to be getting travel updates from her.
Right. Where can I go?
Hi, this is our first time traveling during the pandemic and you've been doing it for a solid year. Give us some pointers.
What's your advice?
Yeah.
Travel with
Well, Clark? Actually, we don't need her advice if she can't book a hotel room.
Yes, that is very true. Anyways, so people are like on the forums and stuff really ripping into her. And it's like kind of funny. She's one of those people too for me that like, I don't want to say I love to hate her because I actually don't hate her. I actually really respect her. She knows that this is like her 15 minutes to like cash in on being an influencer. And she's working it to her full advantage. Yeah. I actually think she's kind of brilliant.
I will never get out of my head when her high heel got stuck, when she was getting fired from Uncommon James. I will never, ever get that out of my head. Like, that was so funny to me. Did you watch that episode?
Of course I did. But supposedly, so she was recently on another podcast that I was listening to, and they were talking about the whole experience of being on the show.
Yeah.
And so it was really interesting. I guess when she got hired, she got hired for both jobs. It was part of the interview process was that she was going to be on Very Cavallari and work as the social media manager. She was like, so it was a very real job, but I also had to be hired to be on the show or I couldn't, like she couldn't get one job without the other.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that she also talked about how the firing had already happened. That it was contractually that's why she was like smiling and laughing during it and like wasn't taking it seriously because she had already been fired.
Okay.
At that point.
Yeah.
So the production made her come in and record that whole thing.
Oh my God. Like, reality TV's not real.
Can you believe it?
No.
Especially for Queen Kristen, who's like.
Well, speaking of Kristen, she done opened her up at Uncommon James in Dallas.
That is very exciting for her.
She's a boss though. I mean, she's making some money.
You know what? The jewelry is like very nice jewelry. I like it. It's a good price point. I think she did it really smart, mm-hmm. not start. I mean, we're going to talk about it, mm-hmm. but I think starting off with a fine jewelry line, the way that Courtney is,
right,
is really hard. And Kristen, you know, if what we saw on the show was accurate,
yeah.
is working on a fine jewelry line. Mm-hmm. It probably got put off with everything over the last year.
But it's nice to have the variety too, where you yeah. have that buy-in already from people that they've already been your customer at that point.
And her price points for the jewelry are good. I've gotten mm-hmm. some Me of too. Her pieces.
Those square earrings that were nice. Like so in, that's yeah. the only gripe that I have. So Kristen, when you listen to this, if you could just send me another pair, I'll send you my PO box. The clasp just doesn't stay shut. It's usually on the right one, but I'll take a new pair.
Yeah. But anyways, but no, I love her line. And you know, I've always been, I think we've talked about it, like OG Kristen fan yes. from
Team Laguna Kristen Beach. For sure.
Oh my God. That reminds me. Do you remember at the party, there was the, that guy, Ryan, I put him on our stories.
Yes.
It was like,
he was Team LC.
What?
Pretty positive. He disagreed with me after I told you, Kristen, when we were talking about it after, I think he was LC and I was like, what? Because wasn't Lauren MB's sister also LC?
And oh my we were God, like, no, I must Kristen. Have missed that whole part of the conversation.
I think, I'm not sure. We'll have to ask.
Okay, we're going to have to.
Yeah. Did you get Ryan's number? Can you just text him?
I think I did get his number.
Okay, perfect. Because he wants to be on the show so bad, y'all. So bad. Somebody Wait. Said, is he funny? Because you messaged, or you put it on the story. Yeah.
He hadn't even introduced himself to us. He literally walked up and was like, you'll need to have me on your podcast. I'm going to be so good. He was like, we okay. can talk about anything. He was like, you want to talk Laguna Beach? I'm there.
Or like, do you follow blogs? And he's like, no. Okay. Well, that should be a really good show then.
But he was very hellbent to give us the male perspective. And I'm not going to lie. I think that could be a really funny
It'd be a funny episode. One. Just to have some random people and then like just
some random dudes yeah. come on and like we'll play give their some opinion. Stories. Yes. Because male brain has
whenever
a very different...
we have a really yes, whenever we have a really big topic, let's do that and see their insight versus a woman's insight on something. Like something very controversial, we'll ask them.
I'm in. Stuff like that fascinates me.
Me too, because I'd be very curious as to see what we're overreacting on or being too dramatic on versus what they would see it.
Yeah, for sure. Although
that's
you know
a great
what?
Idea. Don't be stealing this idea, people.
Back off. But men can say what they want. They have just as much drama in their friend groups.
Oh God, yeah. Like for 100% sure.
Robbie's softball team. Oh my God, it is hysterical to get really? In on some of the drama that they have. Yeah.
He took my bat.
He wants my bat. He
got the same glove that I had and I had the red stitching and I wanted the only red stitching, but no, Johnny had to get the red stitching too.
I was supposed to play that position at that game and I didn't get to play that position at that game. So-and-so said something about my wife.
Oh God. Steven went to bat twice. Get over it, Stephen. Yeah. But anyway, speaking of jewelry lines.
Yes. Speaking of jewelry lines, Courtney Shields finally announced the name of her fine jewelry line,
yes.
Beau and Brooklyn,
yep.
which I actually love the name.
I do too, because
I
like
love
the meaning.
The packaging. I think mm-hmm. the packaging is absolutely mm-hmm. gorgeous.
Yeah.
So it's very fitting. I think it for is. A fine jewelry line, she did a really good job
so,
with her branding. And that.
Yes. So the... If y'all don't know the meaning behind the name, the bow comes from the second half of a rainbow because she said her dad shows up basically in that form. And then Brooklyn is where he was born and raised. And so she just basically, you know, put those together, which I love that. I love anything with meaning behind it. Love it.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I was going to say after this.
Well, I think there was a little bit.
Oh, the fine. So like you said, with coming out so strong into like a jewelry line. I mean, she had to come strong with everything else. Like, the name is great and it's going to be a very trendy thing. Like, it's going to be trendy.
Yes, for sure.
The packaging
sure.
is great because that's part of it too, is like doing the unboxing and whatnot. I mean, it looks the part, right?
It looks high end. It looks beautiful.
I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the rings that she had showed. They remind me of like my granddaddy's rings. He always had like those flat top with like diamonds around it. Not a fan of those, me personally. Now, the earrings and stuff that she's shown, I like some of those, but the rings, I don't know, but it's going to be expensive. And oh, that's what I was going to say. She's going to be doing the shipping and stuff herself. She pre-ordered stuff.
So, okay. So the way that it's operating, as she said, it's operating like a very small business.
Okay.
So they're going to be, basically she pre-ordered a limited quantity of each piece. So they did a first run, just certain colors. She did silver so that she could have one, that color option, but two, a lower price point option.
Okay.
And then yellow gold. And then depending on how those sell, she will be doing rose gold runs on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So she's starting with three pairs of earrings. So there's two hoops, two different sizes of hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so one, I think was going to be like $325 for the gold. And then the other is going to be like $295. I mean, it's expensive.
That's expensive. Yeah.
But I guess she got the prices down. Cause when you're working with anybody at any type of manufacturing, you have your MOQs, right? Mm-hmm. You have your minimum order quantities that you have to fulfill to get certain right. pricing and blah, blah,
blah. You get
blah.
Price breaks. Yeah. Based on that. Right. So maybe she can do it. Although, I mean, what if she's very successful and just comes out the gate and everybody buys it and she won't have to do that? You know, right. the baseline will be fine.
Yeah. I think that was the issue when she first went.
Mm-hmm. Cause didn't she reorder stuff? Yeah. She came back and got
pricing
lower.
Was really high. She ended up getting them to come down. So my guess is that she probably has some sort of negotiation on her
quantity. If this is her jewelry line, I'm confused. So can other people buy it and sell it too?
No. So it's not like she's not a metalsmith. Like, she's not making making the jewelry.
No.
Somebody else has to make it.
Right.
But in order to make it worth their while, they still
they're
have
charging.
To have,
got it.
They still are probably going to have a minimum.
And there's
order
the limit,
quantity.
Folks. There's the sky.
You know, because you can't. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to pay an astronomical amount right. if it's worth their time to create molds and whatever. You know, like the rose ring. You know, there's a certain mold that right. had to be made for that. Mm-hmm. So that costs a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's just a lot of.
You don't just
stuff.
Take a Play-Doh stamp and mash it on hot gold.
You carve out a potato and make a stamp. Yeah. Did you ever do that
rubber?
As a kid?
Yes. I loved doing that. Gosh, the good old days.
The good old days. Man. Kids today will never know.
Maybe for my birthday, we'll do that. Okay. We'll have a potato stamping party. Yeah.
We'll just go buy a bunch of white
t-shirts. Dress up
t-shirts.
Like potatoes, though.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. I'll just dress them like myself in brown.
Oh, my God.
It'll be
oh,
perfect.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways, but that is... That's that on her line. I think I forget when the actual, I don't know. Did she actually announce a launch date? I don't think so. I think she just announced the name and everything, but
yeah.
I think the one set of earrings I actually really love.
Which one? The ball and chain?
The ball and chain.
Love.
Obsessed with it. But I want it in rose gold. So yeah. I need it in rose gold. Just saying.
Yeah. Like I said, her earrings, they're very cute. I love dainty jewelry like that. I love. Yes. Buildable, like it's not too much if you wear two different pieces together. I like that look. I don't like when people have like huge statement things going on. You know, it's just a lot. But
yeah, the and the rings, I do kind of agree with you. They kind of look like my Italian grandpa's rings.
Yeah,
his like pinky rings.
That's exactly what I think about.
But I do. She did have the like finer, like the little metal bands that she showed on her middle finger.
Oh,
she
okay.
had one in yellow, silver, and rose gold.
Okay.
And it looked like they had like three teeny tiny diamonds on them. Those I thought were
really...
Oh,
I need to look. I don't remember seeing that.
Those I thought were really pretty.
Okay.
And then I actually do kind of like... She had one that has like the open slot on the top.
Yeah.
That's the one I didn't love.
Yeah.
I actually kind of liked that one. Mm-hmm. It's... Whatever. But just like anything else, everybody is different in terms of what
they
like.
It takes all kinds of cons, you know?
So, you know, hopefully she has a lot of success with that. I have a soft spot for like daddy stuff. I know sounds so weird, but like,
no,
it's dedicated to her dad.
Yes. And I absolutely love names with meaning, you know, anything like that. You got me, you'll hook me. Like, I just love that part of it, but it doesn't mean I have to like the rings. Like, I can just like the earrings.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but the ball and I know what you mean, but the ball and chain, that is like right up my alley.
Yes. I love that one.
Okay. So we came across a little bit of drama. We were talking about Pink Lily earlier.
Yeah.
So Pink Lily launched a self tanner, and apparently it's being alleged. Now, I don't know who's doing the alleging, but that it's copying the brand Tan Again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drawing a blank. What is her name? Jennifer. Jennifer X. Lauren. Is that her brand?
Is that her brand?
Tan Again? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Well, dang. I really should have dug into this. Okay, you look that up. But anyways, so apparently people are talking about how the Pink Lily self-tanner is a knockoff of this self-tanner because it's the only self-tanner on the market, or the first self-tanner, this Tan Again, that recommends that you store it in the fridge because of the types of ingredients and like lack of preservatives that are used. I guess it has a very clean label and it's marketed that way. And now when Pink Lily launched theirs, they're using a very similar marketing technique and saying it's a clean label and needs to be stored in the fridge. And so anyways,
I didn't want to interrupt you. It is Jennifer.
Okay,
I didn't know that, but there's nothing in her bio about that. I had to go to Tan Again and then that was it. Why did I not know that she did that? Where have I been?
And we talked about it a while back when she first launched it.
Was I there?
I mean, I think so.
I mean, I wasn't here part of this episode, but I was here, but I wasn't here. Physically, you did that to me last week.
Oh, I totally did. Sometimes, you know, I swear I like black out sometimes when we record.
So do I. That's why I look at you with a blank stare, you know, and you're like,
woohoo. Because sometimes I'll be listening to the episodes back.
Like, I don't remember that.
And I'm like, I did not have this conversation. And then I'm like, oh, that's my voice. But
that's me.
I did not have
that's
this
Spencer
conversation.
That's Spencer so basic. Here. We did roll call and you did say here.
Sure did. But no, anyways,
I know.
You know, we talked about the Pink Lily, Katie Roach copycat situation a while back.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, when like one off, all right. When you start seeing multiple things come up that are like these copycat scenarios, and it's like, it makes me think of Danielle Bernstein.
Yeah. And Danielle Bernstein.
And like, I didn't even know if I wanted to necessarily talk about this.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally so tired.
I think I'm just like exhausted of her and copying. And I've read every point of view. You know, I've read the ones that are like, okay, do we think that it's by coincidence that there's only so many ways of doing something and she's just coming out with it? And then the argument is that things are so specific in the design. There's no way, you know what I mean? It's a very specific pattern or whatever in that design. Now, I will give you the fact that like a racerback tank is going to be a racerback tank. You can only do so much with skinny straps, wide straps, whatever, but it's the actual pattern that she's doing and replicating so much. Like,
I think you know, when you see design, like Diet Prada will always call out. I mean, that's how the account started.
Yeah.
Diet Prada, like calling out copycat designers.
Right. Why it's Diet Prada, you guys.
In case you didn't know. One designer is not necessarily reaching out to another, asking for samples or asking for freebies or even accepting freebies from the other designer.
Right.
And then coincidentally creating a design that looks
and
just like
it. And there's receipts of that. So, yeah.
You know, and she has a very specific pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she gaslights the other person into making it seem like, you know, they're totally off base or that wasn't ever her intention.
Mm-hmm.
The latest one is with this designer. And
isn't it typically smaller companies too that she's doing it to that don't have the bandwidth and the power to fight back?
Exactly.
Which is like, that is essentially such a bully to do that. And I hate to throw around that word, but you know what I mean? It's
Danielle comes from money. She has money.
And she can back up the legal aspect of it if they come at her, you know, which is very powerful, unfortunately.
Right. So this time the clothing brand is We Are Kin, and it's by, and I don't know how to say her name, so I'm going to spell it. It's N-G-O-N-I. And she is a woman of color, and she's a one woman operation.
Wow.
She does everything herself.
Yeah.
From sketching to garment production.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible. And so it's unclear because apparently there was a deleted message, but at some point the two of them engaged through DMs, and she said, I never gift my clothing because I can't afford to, but I figured with Danielle, it would be worth it because she has 2.5 million followers.
Right.
So she goes, my friends warned me about her past, but I did it anyways. She trusted, in good faith.
Yeah. Ugh.
So she sent her this strappy silk dress, and Danielle never shared it and never posted about it, never thanked her for it publicly, like anything like that. You have that kind of platform,
it's the common courtesy,
and you're going to somebody for a gifted item,
right?
You're not going to post it and share it,
right? That's the least you can do at that point,
right? And instead you're gonna quietly announce
And take a picture and exactly the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
So but your brand.
I want to read her statement because this girl is literally a class act and does not want drama from this at all. She's like,
But that has been how it's, so many people that Danielle's done this to have been the same way. Mm-hmm. Like they're not there for, it shows character basically.
Yep. And Danielle put up apparently a bunch of slides giving like her side of it and making some half-assed apology like she's done in the past about the confusion, never taking accountability for anything, and then deleted those. So I didn't get to see them, what they were, because they were all already deleted by the time I heard about them. But so she says in her statement, I'd put makeup on to come on and say thank you for all of the support, but it was hard for me to say on video, so I thought I'd write it out. When I first shared the post, I was pretty anxious and feeling very, very low and dejected. It's something every small business dreads. When sharing, I just expected my friends to speak about this, but I didn't realize this would resonate with so many people. I had to be told to speak my truth several times over 2 days before I did. Putting down another woman really isn't my vibe. My vibe is, in fact, catering to women, regardless of size, dress size, or height, etc., and making women feel amazing. It's the whole reason I run my business. I've been quiet since because I'd said what I had to say. And you heard me and understood the nuance, background, and also my truth. I didn't think it'd be possible for me to have that on Friday, and I'm glad I shared it. I was also quiet because, well, I was working. There have been thousands of messages from people, and I couldn't possibly get through all of them. I'm a trained and qualified women's wear designer, so I understand how design works, from sketch to final garment. Designs can be similar, of course. It's fashion. I study design. I can sketch, pattern cut,
I'm really good at this. That's too small. Thank you. I do not know how you're reading that right now. That font is like negative 12.
It's very small. That is. And make. We're going to skip that word. But if you've seen my pieces, had them in your possession, and then go on to design something virtually similar without even reaching out to say, hey, I'm making something similar to this.
Y'all, my dogs are very upset.
They're upset by this. I said, Danielle. She's upset that she didn't get a message first. Why couldn't she get a message saying, hey, just a
heads up, like this is what I'm thinking of doing, or this is a design that I really love. Can I use whatever pieces of it or whatever?
Like your reputation precedes you. You know what your reputation is with other small designers, especially this is multiple times now they've been minority designers.
Right.
So You know your reputation. If you're going to come out with something that looks so similar, why wouldn't you just message her?
Or why would you come out with something that looks so similar? Like, this is...
That's a whole nother thing.
I would be so embarrassed at this point.
But this girl is not even upset that the design is so similar. She's upset that, like, it seems blatant and sneaky because of the way the other pieces have all transpired. Right. So she said... I lost my place on this teeny tiny fucking font.
It wasn't because my dogs are going nuts right now because the mailman's here.
She basically said she's upset. She's not didn't reach out to say I'm making something similar to this. And that's not cool. Danielle says she designed it a long time ago. Then why did she want my dresses? Influencers don't have to post gifted items. All those do is introduce a brand to a new audience many times without a payout.
Right.
I know how it works, but copying them is wrong. And when she has the reputation she does, why not send me a courtesy message before posting them on her channel? The dresses I sent to her were a sunk business cost. I'm a very small business, and for her to do this cost me actual money, but it's a risk one takes. I've also blogged for 10 years, so I know it's not a guarantee. I also know that Danielle says I deleted messages. This isn't true. She was super vocal during BLM, and I think that is how she came across my page. I sent an old season pic of the dress and then deleted it and sent a new season picture. There's no hidden message deleted from me. I'm not really sure what she's trying to say that would be, though. Nothing I could have said before would have changed the context of this, so it's a weird thing for her to have picked up on. I have had quite a few calls with fellow small business owners across the pond that this has happened to. DB is not new to this, as I now know. She is true to this. They told me next up I would be gaslighted, lies would be told, conversations reframed, and then she'd speak of threats, promote the charity, and turn herself into the victim. All that happened this very afternoon. They, as in a few people who have dealt with this, also told me not to speak to her on the phone unless I had legal present, as I would be gaslighted and have my words changed and manipulated. This is a well-rehearsed pattern of behavior many have gone through and could warn me of, so it's played out that way. It has happened exactly by her usual playbook, so at least I knew what was coming. I've been getting abuse from her fans since she posted and deleted stories yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
And I have said nothing back about it but to let it die down. But if she is trying to make me look like a liar and tagging me for her millions of followers to see, it's a joke that then she thinks it's okay to today send a dog whistle to her fans over, painting me as some sort of damsel in distress that I'm provoking. I'm a one-man brand and she runs a multi-million dollar corporation. And then basically she goes on just to say, like, thank you for the support, but she's not going to say any more about it. She wants it to be done. She wants to move
on. That's exactly what Fashion with Trashin did.
Yep. She was like, Trashin. I just want to be done with this. And
because Danielle is exhausting and it takes so much time and energy to deal with someone like her that people don't want to, which says so much.
Yeah. And that's literally, I mean, as they lay it out as to how she's going to move through her steps, her playbook.
Yep.
That's exactly what she did. If you did.
She did that. Yes.
She did that.
Yes, she did.
But I went to her stories earlier and sure enough, there she was with like 22 fucking slides. I have said the F-bomb so many times this episode. I'm really sorry if you're listening with kids. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Just out there listening.
You never know. But she put up literally like 22 slides all about her charity organization, all the wonderful things that they accomplish and have done.
Right.
Okay. That is like PR 101.
Right.
Good for you.
Yeah. Anyways. And you know what? Enough people know how she is and what she's done. And she does it over. I just cannot believe that she can continue to do it and have no shame or God, I'd be embarrassed. I don't even have the words.
Yeah.
I would be so embarrassed. I mean, I really would.
She's not, though. It's shameless. And she, you know, I'm always one of those people, too, that, like, I love to play the devil's advocate. I love it. I will look at the unpopular side of things and say, okay, like, well, it could be this way or it could be misconstrued to be like this. It's really hard to do that in this scenario because
Because it's just not. Blame. Yeah, I was going to say there's no misconstruing when that many people have the exact same. It's the same situation. It's the same storyline over and over. That's why she's so predictable. That's why they know the map of what's going to happen with her, because she keeps doing it.
Right.
It is so crazy to me why anybody would support her brand.
And here's the thing. If it wasn't true, then if I'm Danielle Bernstein, I'm never, ever taking another gifted item ever again.
Right.
I'm never ordering anything under my name. You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
If it's not true, I do. Yeah. I'm going to go above and beyond to make sure that nobody can ever lie about me and drag me into something
right.
like this.
Right. No. Every couple months, it's literally that frequent that this is the same thing.
It's just wild. And it makes me so mad for these people, especially people like her. She seems like just such a good person, just wants to keep going.
But it's people wanting to live out their dream in fashion and design. And she's yeah. also a blogger. I mean, she's trying to do things. And then you have someone just come in and right. like
with
how
a huge platform.
How deflating must that be to do that? And how crappy of a person are you to do that to someone? Like, mm-hmm. that's just terrible. Terrible. Bad juju, Danielle.
Bad juju indeed. Anyways, I really thought that I was never going to talk about Danielle Bernstein on here again, but...
But as you know, we'll be talking about it again in about 4.5 weeks.
I just can't believe that I was ever a Danielle apologist. I really, like, can't believe it. Back in the day, everybody used to talk about how awful she was, and I was like, oh my God. Okay, who cares? She's self-centered, blah, blah, blah. She's... Whatever.
Now, yeah.
Now I can't be on board.
No.
Ugh.
She is not to be on board with.
She is not. And you know what?
What? You're about to wash your soul clean from liking her?
I'm about to cleanse myself with my swipe up.
Okay.
Okay.
Do tell.
My swipe up is the Love Home and Planet laundry detergent.
Oh, yum. And beautiful packaging, might I add.
Beautiful packaging. It's pink perfection. And this, the one that I use is the rose petal and miru miru.
Hmm?
Miru miru.
Miru miru on the wall. Do you remember that song by M2M?
No, who's M2M?
Mirror, mirror, hanging on. I cannot sing, y'all. That is not my key, but because that was the problem. I'll play it for you after.
Okay. I'm sure I'll know it when
yeah,
I hear
you
it.
Will.
But this laundry detergent, I swear I've been using it for a while now. Mm-hmm. I talked about it way back when yeah. with you guys. I mean, I've been using it for probably a year,
okay.
a year and a half. I still smell it on my clothes. You know when you use a detergent for a while and then
yes.
you can
your
never
nose blind
yes.
and it's gone. Yeah.
I never have that with this detergent.
Really?
Every time I wear clothes that are freshly laundered, I smell it. It's so good.
Delicious.
And so I order it in like this concentrate on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
This one, it's a 48-ounce bottle. So it's 53 loads. It
mm-hmm.
comes in a 2-pack.
Mm-hmm.
For like $26.
Nice.
So it's not super mm-mm. pricey either. They have one too that is like a lavender scent, but mm. I just love this one so
yeah.
much. But yeah, I mean, they use like cleaner type ingredients. They're mm-hmm. not using the same chemicals that are in your usual detergents and that.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's literally so good. I love
so
it.
So good. Okay. Mine is this little book, and it says Funny Things You Say. And it's actually by Write to Me. They have all different books and stuff you can get, but this one is for your kid. So you write down funny things they say. Like in August 2021, I wrote un more, because for one more, he used to say un more. Like
aww.
He would say it like that, you know? Me working like a dog. I know, it's so funny.
I love that. I came over a couple weeks ago and Fisher was outside in the yard and with Wendy's mom, and I went out there and he was like, hey, Pincer, I'm working like a dog.
Yes. He said he's working hard. He's working like a dog. That boy is working. But I love it because, you know, a lot of moms know you just forget the stuff that your kids say. And it's so, Tinky Winker, Dunkle Donuts for Dunkin' Donuts. It's
Dunkle
just so
Donuts.
Sweet. But you forget. You forget stuff that they say, and it's a really nice canvas. So they're really pretty, like, to have displayed. I just stick it in the living room, and it's we always try to remember.
Neutral color. Yeah. So, like, no matter what your color scheme is, it's not
Like and you can order, they also have, like, a teal. They have all different ones. This one was $30. Well, it was $25 and then shipping. But like I said, they've got a ton of variety. You can do it by kids, by adults. I've ordered a couple other things from them too. So you can do it. Hold on. Yeah, I'm trying to get to the site. So you can do baby and child, family, moments, planning. You can do planners, calendars. I mean, they have all different stuff. So obviously I'll link it, but it's a really cute, because put together, they're actually really beautiful. Like books when they're lined up, because like I said, they had a really pretty teal color that I almost got for Fisher, but they have like olive gray, just, it's really nice. But
oh, those are so pretty.
You can do Christmas ones. I want to do a Christmas one this year, and you just like put in your photos. I can't get it to work, y'all, but so you just do your little photos for Christmas of that. Oh, yeah, you know, each year you can do like the Santa pictures and the traditions and stuff, and you can write them in there.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really cool. And you can do like a little note, you know, if your kid writes a note or whatever. So
it's like growing up, there was like scrapbooking.
Yeah.
And like that was like a cult. Like, oh, oh my gosh,
I have a Tupperware up there stuff. That big of scrapbook stuff.
Yeah. I used to love it, but it's like, who has time for that shit anymore? But like, this is a way, like a nice way to capture it right in the moment. Yep. And I love that so much.
It's nice and it's quick, and you can like go back, and it's so cute to read just, you know, things that they say. Cause there's so much that I'm like, oh, I got to remember that. And then we forget.
Yeah.
So
it happens.
It happens.
Oh, well, I love that. Maybe I don't have any children, but maybe I'll order something.
Dang. I just realized I wrote the wrong date.
Oh, all right. Well, while you go over
August
that,
2021.
Would you write 2020?
No, it hasn't been August 2021 yet.
Oh, duh.
When I bought the book, I was going back. We were trying to remember stuff.
Gotcha. Whoops.
He better not be seeing those in a year from now. He better not be working like a dog. He better be working like a horse. He better get some muscles.
I'm working like a dog.
Me working like a dog.
So cute. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of
Thanks for being patient with us. We are like a little bit scattered these days, but we're trying to get our new schedule and getting life back into
Get our groove back eventually.
Stella got hers. We're going to get ours.
Exactly. If you just can't get enough Bib News and Tea and you want to support us on this podcast, you can head on over to patreon.com and subscribe at the Miller's tier. That's also how you can get access to our Facebook group. You can follow me, Spencer, at Spencer So Basic. You can follow us, Swiping Up, at Swiping Up.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
And don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic. Bye, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.